This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, earlier this week, we talked about the work being done by the Beef Checkoff to invest dollars into continuing education, and the Soybean Checkoff is also investing into the marketability of our soybeans that we grow. Recently, a group led by the United Soybean Board and the Iowa Soybean Association and others made a large investment of $1.3 million to help expand the port of Grays Harbor in Washington. This will help the capacity of the harbor's soy meal exports from the Pacific Northwest and help boost international trade. We hear from a USB board member and Iowa farmer next.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew. At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
April Hemis is an Iowa farmer and USB Action Team Chair. She told us about the investment made into Grays Harbor in the Pacific Northwest and how that gives us a direct route to our markets in Southeast Asia and China.
I was out at Grays Harbor, and AGP has a facility there where they export meal out of there. One of the few in the United States that exports meal, and with more crush coming on and almost 80% of that, over 80% of that bean is meal, you know, rather than oil, you know, we really need to push those markets. So yes, many states went together, companies and the United Soybean Board went together, you know, to advance that setup.
Hemis says that projects like this help drive home the importance of our ag trade. And she adds that getting to go to Grays Harbor and see the project firsthand gave her a better understanding of how our investment dollars from the Soy Checkoff are going to be used.
Seeing it firsthand is amazing because, you know, you get to visualize how this happens, and they're going to lay more rail lines in there to double that. And then what used to be a parking lot for the cars, one of the biggest places that they imported cars in. So we saw rows and rows of cars. Well, they're moving that lot somewhere else so they can use that space for the soybean meal market. So it just really exemplifies how important agriculture and the exports of agriculture and working with us, you know, the ports understand how important that is.
Hemis remarks that many countries are changing the way they produce proteins, and the availability of our soybean meal helps them reach their goals. It's also now a value add for soybean farmers all across the country, and especially here in Iowa.
We need that value added here, and this is a great way, you know, to export that meal, and then it's ready to use for them in their feed in the livestock, like you said, with poultry is great. I talked to many people from India and Southeast Asia, and poultry is really just taking off because they're finding out how important protein is. So it's pretty exciting times.
You can learn more about how those soybean checkoff dollars are being used to promote soy-based products around the globe by visiting the United Soybean Board website through a link on ours at iowaagnet.com. The investments go beyond just improving infrastructure. In fact, we were talking to April as she was visiting San Francisco to talk with soybean purchasers from around the globe and answer their questions. We'll have more on that tomorrow on Profit Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.